Radiant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, a warm jacket, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdown. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32, as we check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Boilermakers 12 of 28 from the field, just 1 of 5 from the three-point line, but 9 of 10 at the foul line. Wisconsin shooting it well, 14 out of 29, 3 of 8 from long range, but only 2 foul shots in the first half. A.J. Storr went 1 of 2. Purdue a plus 9 on the glass. Second chance points, Purdue 13 to 4. Paint points to Wisconsin at 20 to 10. And bench points 5-2 in favor of Wisconsin. Just 3 assists for a Purdue team that averages 19 a game. 5 turnovers for the Boilermakers. 10 assists on 14 buckets for the Badgers. Just 3 first half turnovers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We know both teams run good sets offensively. When they need a bucket, they're calling the right plays. They're running what they need to do. And now it's going to be come down to execution and making sure that you follow the game plan that's out there. We talked about it, free throw line. You know, Purdue 9 of 10. Wisconsin only got there 2 times.
Yeah.
See if they can get there just a little bit more.
Both teams better than 1 point per possession through the first 20 minutes. So Wisconsin will have the first possession of the second half. So it's as close as you get to a double dip. You turn it here in football lots. Work into the half, get the second half kick. They got that Tyler Wall bucket in the closing seconds of the first half, and now the first touch in the second. There is not a player with more than one foul, by the way.
And I think the officials have let them.
Like, they have.
They've stayed out of the way, right? Like, they've called the obvious ones. The rest of them, the 50-50 ones, they've let them play through it.
Veteran crew here. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Badgers move to our right. Second half underway. Hepburn throwing to Crowell against Trey Kaufman-Wren. A pass for A.J. Storr. Top of the circle. Jones is on Storr. Moves it up to Klesman. Bounces to Crowell. Again, right of the lane. A little double from Edie now. Crowell still on the dribble. Starts to retreat. Now inching in again. Whips at the wall. Tyler a kick to Storr. Left corner three for the lead. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound back tapped into the hands of Lance Jones of Purdue. Good look for Storr. Couldn't knock it down. Opening minutes, second half. 34-32, the Boilermakers. Purdue moving to our left. Lawyer outside left. Going to Braden Smith against Chucky Hepburn. The screen from Edie. And Smith out between the arcs. Glides to the right side. Darts a pass to Lawyer. Top of the circle. Whips it to Kaufman-Wren at the right elbow. And then Braden Smith took another one, it looks like, to the face. Took one in the first half. I was screened there. I really couldn't see. Looked like Chucky maybe got him as Smith was giving it up.
But this is where I mean that, like, it's a good piece of officiating. Yeah. Max Klesman got hit too before.
Yeah,
like,
did.
There's no, let's just, you know, play back. We'll give you a second here.
So seven on the shot clock for the Boilermakers. Lawyer baseline right into Kaufman-Wren on the right wing. Five to shoot. Kaufman-Wren backing down on Wall in the lane. Scoops it up and he earned it. Trey Kaufman-Wren with four. A minute gone by, second half, 36-32 Purdue. Hepburn on the dribble, outside left, cuts off the wing, in the paint, flips at the wall. Tyler at the right block against Zach Edey. Couple of pumps, now the reverse layup, nicely done by Tyler Wall. Boy, that was reminiscent of a couple of years ago, a big-time play he made against Zach. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. But he's so good with that footwork.
36-34, Purdue. A minute and a half gone by. Second half, here's Lance Jones on the dribble. Hangs in the air, throws it up and in and one. Oh, my goodness. Lance Jones caught up in the air, took the hit, just threw it up. And knocked it down as Chucky Hepburn with the foul. Little double clutch bucket for Jones.
Is that Chucky or AJ?
They called it a thought on Hepburn.
Yeah, that's his second.
Yep. No, they just corrected it. They called it. They're going to call it on Storr.
I was going to. That's to me where the foul was.
And the free throw is good for Lance Jones.
And it was a rear contest where you're trailing that ball, and you got to fly by on that. You can't get to any part of the body.
Big time 3-point play for Purdue. 5-point lead for the Boilermakers early in the second half. Hepburn gets a screen from Crowell. Chucky lost the handle, got it back, gives it up to Klesman. Now it's Storr outside left on the attack. Left block, wild shot off the glass. Rebound gathered by Edie. Not quite 2 minutes gone. Second half, 39-34, the Boilermakers. Braden Smith high on the right. A screen from Edie. Smith, top of the circle. Covered up by Hepburn. A bounce for Edie. Moving in. A pass for Kaufman-Wren. Deflected away and plucked out of the air by Hepburn. Out it goes to Klesman. Now to Chucky. Front court left. Hepburn weaving on the dribble. Leads it for Storr on the left side. A.J. gets it to Max at the top. Klesman, right elbow. Flipped at the wall. Tyler, right of the lane. Turning the back on Kaufman-Wren. Edie sets for the double. Wall curls to the left elbow. Throwing to Stephen Crowell. Up right hand. Good over Edie. Four for Crowell. 39-36 Purdue. 2.5 gone by second half.
Good job to get the ball in the post.
Braden Smith at the floor for the Boilermakers. Takes the dribble to the right side against Hepburn. Smith setting the offense. High screen from Edie. Smith out between the circles. Another Edie screen. Smith moves to his right. Inside feed. Kaufman-Wren catches. Right block. Goes up right hand. Glass rim. No rebound. Back tap gathered by Hepburn. Here comes Chucky. It's 3-on-2. A throw to Max. Right side. Side steps. Three in the air. Off the rim and out. No good. And the rebound of Braden Smith of Purdue. 3:05 gone by. Second half. 3-point lead Purdue. Jones for three. Right side. 6-point lead Purdue. 42-36, the Boilermakers. 16:45 to play. There's Tyler Wall with a feed to Store. A.J. at the top, gets it to Crowell, rotates to Hepburn. Chucky throws off the left wing, slips it into Crowell, low on the left. Edie is there, reverse layup, and it's snapped away by Zach Edie. He blocked it and gathered it. And now Braden Smith, left of the lane. Wheels around Crowell, and now he is bumped by Stevie in the paint. That's two on Crowell.
This is a part of the game where, again, transition doesn't go your way. You got to get back. You don't get back in transition. Purdue and Jones bangs a three that goes six. You can't get frustrated with it. It's one possession. You can't let it stack on top of each other. But I love the substitution here by Greg Gard because you just kind of change the rhythm a little bit.
Okay, foul count right. 3,000 Crowell. Inbounds pass. They get the quick hitter to Braden Smith, low on the left, for the easy money bucket. And Purdue has its biggest lead of the game at 8 points, 44-36 Purdue. 16:10 remaining. Nolan Winter in there for Crowell. Now it's Klesma top of the circle off the Winter screen. Max against Mason Gillis. Klesma between the arcs. A reset for Wisconsin. Blackwell outside left. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell keeps it through Wall. Hands off to Chucky. Hepburn to the free throw line. Into Blackwell to the rim. Layup good. Oh, good cut by Blackwell. The Badgers are within six.
You said it, Matt. It's a great cut by Blackwell. Just find a way to get some easy baskets.
44-38 Purdue. 15:38 remaining. Smith outside left. Whips it into Edie. Move it in on Winter. Left shoulder turn and barrels it up and in.
Everyone's talking. It looked like a walk. Now, the only thing is, he's 7'4", so yep. Those steps might not have been there.
3-point lead, Purdue. Hepburn off the wing. Mid-post right jumper. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Edie. 15:17 to play. Here comes Purdue. Jones, deep three, left side, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Little heat check there. Winter clears for Wisconsin. 46-38 Purdue, 15:05 to play. Was at top of the circle, and he got fouled by Lance Jones. That'll be his second. As we'll have the under 16 media timeout. I'll take a moment to recognize today's game sponsor, U.S. Bank. Thank all the great folks there for their partnership with UW Athletics. And hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks are made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15:03 remaining, Purdue 46, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
Right now, to me, the biggest problem that I see is offensive. The ball's not sticking as much, so got to get back to that ball movement. One of those things we talked about early on.
A.J. Storr, sideline right, front court, inbounds to Max Klesman. High screen, Winter. Max outside left against Gillis. Klesman with 10 points in that first half. Going to Carter Gilmore on the floor for the Badgers right now. Gilly up top, hands off to Storr, top of the circle. Take three straight on, and it's off the front rim. No good. Gillis the rebound.
It's a tough shot.
It was. A.J. 3 out of 10 today. 0-3 from long range. Lawyer outside left against Klesman. Loops it inside. Edey catches. Slam dunk. Zach Edey, who now has 9. And the lead is 10 for Purdue. 14:30 remaining. Stephen Crowell getting ready to check back in. Critical juncture of the game for the Badgers now. Down double digits. Storr driving in the paint. Goes up, and that got gobbled up by Edey, but got some body as well. And the foul on Edey will be his second.
And that's what A.J. Storr needs to do. When I said tough shot, I was trying to be very nice, right? Like, I get it. Like, feet are set. It's not. But when you're as athletic as A.J. is, in a game like this, you got to get to that painted area. He can do it.
Yep.
Right? So just, it's a settle more than anything. This time it's not.
Yep. First free throw is good. And particularly in A.J.'s case, because of the athleticism, he's a good free throw shooter.
Absolutely.
Crowell,
and he's so good at getting there, man. That's the thing.
Yep.
Like, he's got the first quick step to get there.
Crowell in for Winter. A.J. hit the first free throw. Second on the way. Straight through. 48-40 Purdue with 14:21 remaining. And here comes Braden Smith up the floor for Purdue. Going to Fletcher Lawyer. Jumped in the air. Good release to pass to Gillis. Goes into Edey up over Crowell. And that is in for Zach Edey. 50-40, Purdue, 14 minutes remaining. John Blackwell throwing to Carter Gilmore between the arcs. Refeeds Blackwell high in the left. Under pass to Gilmore. One dribble, kills it, pivots. Finds Klesman off the Gilmore screen. Max right in the lane, hangs in the air, runs it out the store off the left wing. A.J. up in traffic, short, and the rebound to Lance Jones of Purdue. Behind the back on the dribble, being dogged by Storr and Blackwell, but Jones breaks free, finds Braden Smith, and a kicked ball off the foot of Max Klesman. The Badgers trying to turn it up defensively. He keeps the ball with 13:34 to play, up by 10.
You're right. They're trying to turn it up defensively, but Max Klesman saved a corner three there by Fletcher Lawyer because of it. So it's great to be aggressive.
Yep.
You're down by 10. There's 13 minutes left. There's more than enough time to keep doing the way you've done it. You don't, like, just be aware of when to gamble, when not to gamble.
Sejan Hepburn, Storr, Crowell, and Wall on the floor now. Lawyer inbounds it to Braden Smith. 13 and a half minutes to play, 50-40 Purdue. Smith left-hand toss for Jones. In the Edey, left of the lane against Crowell. Single coverage out to Gillis for three straight on. Bangs off the rim, no good. Storr the rebound.
Good close-up by Tyler Wall.
Here comes Storr for Wisconsin. A.J. at the top of the circle, flips the Wall out high. Wall with a hand off to Hepburn. Chucky off the Wall screen. Hepburn slaloms to the free throw line with a shot fake into Crowell against Gillis. Crowell now Edey with the double, and Crowell throws it up right hand. Rattles out, no good. Gillis the rebound. Badgers without a bucket over the last 2.5 minutes. 50-40 Purdue with 12:50 remaining. Mason Gillis bounces to Edey, digs it out, hands off to Fletcher Lawyer, guarded by Asija. The runner is off the glass and rim, no good. Wall the rebound, and almost ripped away by Gillis. It was out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin.
Well, he took about no field goals in the last 3:08 and 1 of 7.
Yep.
So just offensively, that's again, you're gonna have to find ways to score with this Purdue team. They're too good, but that's also what's made you really good this year as well, is the ability you've had to score.
Wharton in for Jones. Camden Heidi comes in for Fletcher Lawyer. 12:41 remaining, 50-40. Purdue leading Wisconsin, and Tyler Wall will bring it up for the Badgers. Wall up the middle and through the center circle. Sets the offense now as he hands off to Hepburn. Chucky takes it to the free throw line. Leaves it for Crowell. Bounces for Wall. Wall in the lane. Gets it out of there to A.J. Store. Drives by Morton in the paint. Scoops it up and in and one. There you go. Just keep attacking, right? It can work.
I'm not the smartest one around, right? Like, I get that. No one ever said, hey, you're smart at this. However, like, when you do, because what does it do? It puts pressures on Purdue's defense. For a while, for a stretch there, they weren't having to work on the defense. We talked about ball movement. Get them to move. Get them to shift.
Free throw is good for Storr, completing the three-point play. Gillis called for that foul. Three fouls on the Boilermakers as the Badgers pull within seven. 12:15 to play. 50-43 Purdue. Smith out front against Chucky Hepburn. Edie the screen. Chucky trying to work over. Now goes under. Smith left of the lane. Shot fake. Whips a pass into Ethan Morton. Left elbow. Jumper on the way. Off the rim. No good. Heidi the offensive rebound. And it's ripped away by Connor Asijan. Asijan with the defensive play inside. Here's Wall at the top for Wisconsin. And a pass intended for Crowell. That's flicked out of bounds by Mason Gillis as we're at the under 12. Immediate timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11:47 remaining. Purdue 50, Wisconsin 43. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
U.S. Bank scoreboard update is more of a look ahead in the Big Ten later today. Nebraska is in Illinois. That's a 5:30 tip. The other top 25 team in action is number 11 Arizona hosting Stanford. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. 11:47 remaining here in Madison. Purdue 50, Wisconsin 43.
And really, Purdue got themselves going. Only 10 points in the paint at half. 22 right now, so 12 of them. That's why they're sitting there with that lead. Is they had didn't settle. Wisconsin settled, and now you're in a situation where you're going to work your way back.
A.J. Storr, sideline left front court, will inbound with 19 on the shot clock. Gets it into Hepburn, throw into Connor at the free throw line. Jumper away. It's good. Connor is sieging. Had a big steal at the other end, and now a mid-range J here to get his team within five. 50-45 Purdue, 11:30 remaining. Mason Gillis outside left against Storr. A flip for Edie, top of the circle. Edie hands off to Braden Smith, gliding right lane line, high arching shot, good off the glass. Smith with 15, 7-point lead Purdue. 52-45 the Boilermakers, 11:15 remaining. Hepburn kills the dribble, throws to Storr, finds Crowell high on the right. In the wall, baseline right, feeds a Sejan under the arc, steps outside the arc, bounce pass wall, baseline right against Edie. They're all trying to size him up. Off the right block, Tyler moving into the lane, turns, pumps, pivots, knocked away, got it back, reverse layup, blocked by Edie. He was in jail there with the shot clock winding down. There's Braden Smith outside right, high screen from Edie. Smith, good cover by Hepburn. Braden had a hold up. It's an inside feed for Edie, and he got pushed from behind, they'll say, by Stephen Crowell.
And he did, man.
That's four. I mean,
and it was, because what happened is, on the airtime of the pass, Zach jumped, and there was a forearm there, and it is.
They get the foul count corrected, by the way, on Crowell. He has three now. That is not his fourth. As Gillis goes into Edie at the right block. And
traveled.
Now he walked with the ball. Yes, Stevie did not give up ground. So we'll get the count right on Crowell. He has three fouls now. So he's doing a double take. He had one at the half, and they called one. You look at the stat screen, it showed three. 10:28 to play, 52-45 Purdue. Wall throwing to Stevie, left wing. Crowell against Gillis, starts to move in. Edie with the double. Inside feed to Sejan, low on the right, layup good. Connor with the cut to the cup.
Great read by Connor and Sejan. Understand the double team was where it was coming from.
52-47 Purdue. Smith being dogged by Hepburn.
Runs
into Ethan Morton, illegal screen. Or check it. No, they're going to get Smith for the foul.
He pushed, absolutely.
Wipe away,
man.
Yes.
Smith pushed off on Chucky Hepburn, yep. And that was a clear one. That was not. I know Matt Painter's upset at it, but you can't extend the arm like Smith did.
That's the second foul on Smith. 10:03 remaining. 52-47 Purdue. Caleb first out there. Heidi, Edie, Morton, and Lance Jones. Here's Hepburn for the Badgers out there with Wall, Crowell, Storr, and Asijic. Here's Chucky. Right of the lane. Goes through the lane. Going right to left. Still on the dribble. Left of the paint. Gets it back out to Crowell. Hands off to Hepburn. Outside left. 15 to shoot. Hepburn against Lance Jones. Trying to get into him. Chucky. Left of the lane. Hits the brakes. Feeds Wall. Low on the right. Goes up and in over Edie. And the Badgers are within three. 52-49 Purdue with 9.5 minutes to play. Lance Jones, left-hand toss, Ethan Morton on the wing. Gets it to Caleb first, a handoff to Jones. Three in the air is good. Lance Jones with 16. 55-49 Purdue with 9:17 to play.
Just a good shot.
Big time shot. Here's A.J. Storr, whistle, and a foul called on Cam Heidi running over Tyler Wall. Foul on Heidi is the fifth on Purdue.
It felt like that, man. Like, it felt like they're starting to get close to their bonus. You got to keep attacking on it.
Purdue is 3 of 9 from three-point range today. All three makes from Lance Jones. He's 3 out of 6. Trey Kaufman-Wren checking in for Edie with 9:11 remaining. 55-49 Purdue. I'm going to tell you something. The Missouri Valley Conference has had a lot of players who have come into the Big Ten and have done damage. Bounce past the wall. Hands off the score. A.J. left of the lane. Jumper, tough jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Crowell. Oh, Lance Jones is landing on him there. And Jones goes down a bit awkwardly. But the foul is called on the Purdue Boilermaker. And that's team foul number six. And that's, the third on Jones.
That's why you keep attacking, because now you got team foul six. You're in a good spot if you keep attacking.
Bounce pass Crow on the right wing. Stevie, move it in. Now the double from Caleb first. Crow finds AJ in the lane, and he threw it away, and a whistle foul called as he was hit going inside. The Badgers now into the bonus.
And I don't know why AJ didn't go up with it.
I don't either. I was
generally,
like,
whether the foul was called or not, he's there. He has to use that.
They get Ethan Morton. Yeah, this is a one and one instead of the two-shot foul it would have been had he attempted the shot, but he was looking to pass it. Nolan Winter coming in for Wisconsin, replacing Crow. 8:55 to play, 55-49 Purdue. Storr with 12 points. He is 4 of 5 at the free throw line. This is a 1-1. Badgers, by the way, have committed 3 fouls. Front end for Storr is good. Wisconsin has led this conference at the foul line this season, 77% overall, 79% in Big Ten play.
But that's when you settle, you don't give yourself that chance. Now you're in the bonus the rest of the game with 8:55 left.
Score hits both ends, 55-51 Purdue with 8:53 remaining. Lance Jones with a game-high 16 points. Walks it up for the Boilermakers. Throwing to Heidi. Left of the circle. Storr is on him. A pass for Caleb first. Top of the key. Whistle and a foul called here against Wisconsin. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call. They'll get a Seijin.
See, yeah, and Connor grabbed him.
Yep, trying to chase him. His second. Team's fourth. Klesmet will come in for a Seijin. Make no mistake, Connor's provided a little lift, though.
He's been really good. Really, and again, I'm okay with him being physical in that foul.
Heidi, baseline left, will inbound. Looking, throws to Lawyer. Left of the lane, goes up. Tough shot, no good. Rebound, Klesmet, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue. 8:39 to play, 55-51, the Boilermakers. Matt Painter working the officials. Both sides have been doing that, as you would imagine. Here comes Tyler Wall again. He brings it up for Wisconsin. Wall through the midcourt logo to the front court. Stops, finds Hepburn. Chucky, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Goes back out to Winter for three. Too long, no good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of Lance Jones. On the push for the Boilermakers. Lost the handle. Ball is loose. Klesmet dies for it. Comes up with it. They get a held ball. And the arrow will be to Purdue. So Max was trying to get a timeout, but if he was, he wasn't granted. It'll be Purdue ball.
But the way that this game is going, there'll be another jump ball.
Yep.
8-18. Remember
back,
yep. That. Zach Edey, all like that. It goes Purdue's way this time. But remember that at 8-18, excuse me, how crucial that possession is.
Crowlin for Winter. Edey on the floor for Purdue. Braden Smith in there. He'll inbound baseline left. Lobs it into Edey. Hands it back to Smith. Throwing to Gillis. Shot fake left corner. Wall is on him. Inside feed. Edey catches. Left of the lane. Backing on Crowell. Up left hand. No good. Rebound tip. Crowell tipped it to Edey. Now it's Fletcher Lawyer in the lane. Runs it up. No, but a foul. Well, that was a case. If you're Stevie, you got to grab it, don't you?
He does. Absolutely. And now how many fouls does that put Steve at?
That just picked up his fourth.
And that is a big one. You talk about one that goes your way. You get the stop. You get the rebound.
Yeah, Greg
took the third. Like you, and he's got to come out.
Calculated risk. He had just brought him back in there. You got the under eight media coming up. But now Nolan Winter is going to have to come in. Fletcher Lawyer is at the free throw line for two shots. Lawyer 3 of 3 today, make it 4 of 4. The Boilermakers are 11 of 12 at the foul line. 56-51 Purdue with 8:03 remaining. Second free throw for Fletcher Lawyer, who has 8 points, 7 of them coming in the first half. Sophomore out of Fort Wayne is good with both throws. Lead back to 6 for Purdue, 57-51. Coming up on 8 minutes remaining at the Kohl Center. Wall jogs it to the front court. At the top of the key, throwing a Winter. Refeeds Wall up top. Wall with a pass for Klesmet off the Wall screen. Max gives it up to Winter. Hands off to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Stops, leans in, tough shot, off the rim, no good. Whoa, the offensive rebound, low on the right of the putback.
Now, can they get a stop, man? That's what this is going to come down to.
57-53, Purdue, 7:30 remaining. Lance Jones out high, throwing to Smith, high on the left. Smith on the right-hand dribble around an ED screen. Stops, bounces it into ED in the lane, up right hand, short rebound, Nolan Winter. Freshman playing big inside, and here comes Wall. Tyler hit the brakes, throws to Hepburn, Chucky, left of the lane. That's Braden Smith. Hepburn throws it to Klesman, high on the left, Max to the line, a step in the lane. Leaning pivots, throws to Wall, into traffic, working against Edie, out the Max, up top, eight to shoot, leaning inside the right elbow, shot up no good, rebound Gillis. Empty possession, Wisconsin, 6:50 to play, 57-53, Purdue. Braden Smith, the left-hand dribble, left lane, like tough shot, banked it, no, rebound, put back, slam dunk, Zach Edie. Worked like a pass.
It did, and that just Nolan Winter kind of being in no man's land there. How many minutes can Greg buy Stephen Kroll on the bench is the question right
59-53,
now.
59-53, Purdue with 6.5 minutes to play. Nolan Winter hands off to A.J. Store. Store for three, right side, and that hit the front rim no good, and a foul is called. They'll get Wall ill-advised. There is a foul coming up here against Wisconsin, coming against Tyler Wall as we have a timeout here in Madison. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 6:23 remaining. Purdue 59, Wisconsin 53. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Take a moment to recognize today's game sponsor, U.S. Bank, and all the great folks at U.S. Bank, thanking them for their partnership with Wisconsin Athletics. 6 minutes, 23 seconds remaining. Purdue 59, Wisconsin 53. Tyler Wall picking up his second foul a moment ago. Again, I hate to harp on him. A.J. Store again, he settled for a tough three there. He hasn't hit a three. He's the only Badger Butchie to get to the foul line at six out of seven in the bonus, but it's one you can't afford right now. Just a costly empty possession for Wisconsin.
Well, costly empty possession two ways, because then it's a foul on Wisconsin. So now Wisconsin has six fouls. Next one puts them in the bonus. Plus, you've been in the bonus yourself since 8:55, and you haven't taken advantage of it. And really, at any point during the last 2 minutes, now I'm not saying you can get every foul call. I don't care if they're 7'4", 7'6", 6'11". I get Zagidi's a big body. But if you attack the paint, all of a sudden defense collapse. Now all of a sudden a kickout three is much different than when a defender goes under the three and it's a settle.
John Blackwell in for Store now. Nolan Winter stays in there for Wisconsin. Keep in mind, Stephen Crowell has four fouls. Lance Jones to the front court. High screen, Edie. Jones high on the right, throwing to Lawyer between the circles. Whistle off the ball. They're going to get Winter, I think, getting tied up with Edie. That'll be team foul number 7 against Wisconsin.
Man, I mean, if I'm Greg here, I have to keep Stephen Kroll on the bench till at least the under 4.
Yeah.
Unless all of a sudden this thing gets to 10.
Yep. It's at 6 right now. A 1-1 for Edie. 13 points, 11 rebounds. Front end for Edie on the way, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Klesman steps in front of Edie to gather it. And a front end miss for Zach Edie. Here comes Chucky to the front court, hands off to Blackwell, flips to Max Klesman. He's off the wall, right of the circle. Now feeds Hepburn, slips it into Wall. Tyler at the right block. And a spin around Edie, takes it low on the left. Hook shot good with the right hand. Nicely done. 16 for Wall, 59-55 Purdue, 5:45 remaining. Braden Smith, front court for the Boilermakers. High screen, Edie Smith, pull up mid-range jumper, back rim no. Rebound, Edie reaching up over Blackwell. Shot for Jones, blocked by Klesman, trying to keep it alive, could not. Out of bounds to Purdue with 17 to shoot.
17 on the clock, so you're going to guard this the way you would normally guard it, but watch for a lob for Edie. If you're Nolan Winter, you just got to get into the body right now. Your job is to keep Zach Edie out of any rebounding opportunities.
5:32 remaining, 59-55 Purdue. Inbounds pass, Braden Smith, left wing, uplift for Gillis. Sends it to Lawyer, feeds Jones on the right wing, into Edie. Right of the lane, single coverage, a little dig from Blackwell as Edie goes up, left hand, no good, rebound tip, pulled down by Blackwell, and they got him going left, and here comes Tyler Wall for Wisconsin, hands off to Max at the top of the circle, gets it out to Hepburn, Badgers will run their stuff, 5:08 to play, Purdue up 4, 59-55, Blackwell with a pass for Klesmit between the circles, loops it to Wall. Now it's Winter left side, took a look, turned it down, feeds Wall, now Chucky on the right side. Hepburn, right of the lane, out to Klesman, feeds Wall for three, up top, and it's banked, no good. Got his own rebound, in the lane, up and in! Tyler Wall following his own miss, Badgers within two.
It was a pass to himself.
Yeah, it was. 59-57 Purdue, 4:38 remaining. Braden Smith throwing to Gillis, high on the right against Tyler Wall. Gillis between the circles, soft bounce for Lawyer, turns to Jones, high on the left, into Edie, whistle, and a foul is called inside. Winter.
It's on Nolan, yep. But again, now Bowen, I get all that. That's all right. It's the battle. What it did is it bought enough time for Stephen Kroll to get back into this game. He comes in with 4:26 left. It bought, like, Nolan did everything he was supposed to do.
That's 3 fouls on Winter. Crowell back in with 4. Zach Edie is at the free throw line. 4:26 to play. A 1-1, they say, for Edie. And the front end on the way. No good. Wall trying to get the rebound, but Gillis gets it. Feeds Lawyer. Pass goes through the hands of Jones and gathers it. But Wall sent to the floor. Here comes Jones. Drives the lane to the rim. Layup is good. 61-57 Purdue. 4:12 remaining. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Flips the Wall top of the circle. Hands off to Klesman. Max off the Wall screen. Klesman right of the lane. Whistle and fouled by Fletcher Lawyer. That will be his first, and a 1-1 coming up for Wisconsin. Badgers down 4 with 4:03 remaining.
That's back-to-back bonuses Zach Edie's missed. The last one, you just got to clean it up.
Purdue 19-10 advantage in second chance points. Max Klesman, an 87% free throw shooter. He has 10 points in the game, all coming in the first half. He is the first Badger not named A.J. Storr to be at the foul line. Front end for Klesmit. Rattles out. Rebound went off the hands of first Gillis and then Wall. Out of bounds to Purdue. Ouch. 4-point lead Boilermakers with 4 minutes remaining. Braden Smith to the front court. Outside left. Works off the Edie screen. Smith feeds Gillis, right side three. That got blocked by Wall. Rebound loose, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hepburn. We hit the under 4. Media timeout. Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner. Along the way, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 3 minutes, 48 seconds remaining. Purdue 61, Wisconsin 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game, and Tyler Wall has been terrific. 18 points, 5 boards, 5 dimes. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 61-57 Purdue with 3:48 remaining. Butchie, the Badgers, they've given themselves a chance because of what Tyler Wall has been doing here.
Well, he's been the calming effect. Right? Offensively, at times, hasn't always been great. They've gotten away from themselves a little bit, and when they've needed it or a second chance opportunity, whatever it might have been. And especially the biggest part for me, Tyler's done it from inside the paint. I think they've gotten away from it at times. Tyler stepped up and scored against Zach Edey numerous times. Now, you look at where you're at with 3:48 left in this game. Can you string a couple of stops together? I know offensively at times it's been choppy. Purdue's good on the defense, but I would love to see some more ball movement. I think you could have seen some more breakdowns. But it's this end down here. Can you string them together?
It'll be Purdue basketball with 16 on the shot clock. 3:48 on the game clock. 61-57. The second-ranked Boilermakers leading the sixth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. As Fletcher Lawyer, baseline lefts, will be inbounded. Lawyer looks. Loops it into Edey, left of the lane. Against Crow, backing is Edey. Still backing in the lane. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. 63-57, Purdue with 3:35 to play. Hepburn, left side of the front court, hands off to Klesman. Max sends it to Wall at the top, beats Store. AJ, mid-range jumper, left of the lane, left it short, rebound Braden Smith.
AJ's got to turn that corner.
Mm-hmm, he does. Yep.
Get there.
3:15 to play, 63-57, Purdue. Smith out high, left-hand toss, Lawyer goes into Edey again, left of the lane, a dig from Klesman, bobbled it, did Edey, got it back, and then a reach-in foul. And the Badgers trying to put the vice grip on him, but Tyler Wall guilty of the reach-in, that's his third, and team foul number 9. So Zach Edey, who's missed a couple of front ends, steps back to the line. Connor Sejan will come in for A.J. Store. 83 out of 6 at the foul line. This is a free throw is on the way, and it is good as he gets the front end of the 1-1. And back to a 7-point lead for Purdue. 64-57, the Boilermakers. Second free throw coming up for Zach Edey. On the way, and that is off the rim. No good as Seagin the rebound for Wisconsin. So here we go. 3 minutes to play. 64-57 Purdue. Hepburn out high. It's a screen from Crowd. Going to Tyler Wall. Left of the circle. Wall finds Klesmet. Max left elbow. Slips at the Wall. Right of the lane. Gillis picks him up. Tyler trying to attack. Reverse layup is good. Two more for Wall. 64-59 Purdue. 2:40 remaining. Smith in the backcourt against Chucky Hepburn. Smith gets it across the midstripe. Hepburn trying to get into him. A throw to Edey. Right foul line extended. One dribble. Picked it up. Looks for help. Hands off the Lawyer. Mid-range jump right side. Good again. Fletcher Lawyer with his first bucket of the second half. 66-59 Purdue. 2:20 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Wall. Outside left. Hands off to Klesmet. Max feeds Crowell. Top of the circle. Gives to Hepburn. Now it's Wall at the free throw line. Wall in the lane. Goes up right hand. No good. Rebound tip. And it is gathered by Braden Smith with 2:05 to play. 66-59 Purdue. And Braden Smith to the front court for the Boilermakers. And now Purdue will milk it. 18 to shoot, a minute 55 to play. Badgers desperately need a stop here. Braden Smith at the top around an Edey screen. Pull up right foul line extended. Jumper is off the rim, no good. Edey trying to get the offensive rebound, but he pushed off to get it. Foul on Edey. And we'll go to the other end with a minute 45 remaining, 66-59. Purdue as Edey pushed off on Stephen Crowell, they say.
You'll take it when you can get it.
Yes, sir.
You can get it. The reason it's big is because it's a bonus opportunity now with 59-66. Get this down to five, you get a stop. Like, you can make it a one possession, but they've got to string some stops together.
Wisconsin 6 out of 8 at the free throw line. Store is 6 of 7. Stephen Crowell, 73% free throw shooter. Critical 1-1 for the Badgers. Front end for Crowell is good. 66-60 Purdue with a minute 45 remaining. Crowell with 5 points here today. Remember, he's out there with 4 fouls. Second free throw for the 7-footer out of Eagan, Minnesota. It is on the way, and it is good. 66-61 Purdue. Timeout, Greg Gard. We'll hold it here. Actually, this will be a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll step away. A minute 45 remaining. Purdue 66, Wisconsin 61. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Score great savings on your bathroom update during Menards Super Sale. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Right now, pick up a matte black dual dock 7-spray setting shower head for $49.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, a minute 45 remaining. It'll be Purdue basketball. The Boilermakers leading Wisconsin 66-61. Now, a couple stops, a couple threes, send the crowd home happy. There you go.
Very simple. I mean, just go ahead and get this thing done. But you look at that offensive foul that was called on Zach Edey. It gives you a chance. It's a seven-point game. The follow-up would have been nine, and we would have been going home.
Yep.
Right now, because it was called, you take it. Steve makes both free throws. It's a five-point game. Get a stop. That's where it first has to start. And then offensively, you got to execute him down the stretch. But it starts with getting the stop.
Crowell, Wall, Hepburn, Klesmet, and Blackwell on the floor for Wisconsin. Frustrating day for A.J. Storr. 14 points, but just 4 of 15 from the field. 0 of 4 from 3. It's an ill-advised shot. So here at crunch time, Red Guard turns to his freshman, John Blackwell.
Well, and it starts, again, they need to get the time or get the stop. If he feels like he needs a sub, he has enough timeout to be able to do that, too.
Fletcher Lawyer will inbound. Badgers showing backcourt resistance. Inbounds pass to Jones, and now it's Hepburn and Smith. Single coverage from Chucky in the backcourt, and Smith breaks the mid-stripe on the right side. Hepburn still trying to get into him. Next foul with either team. Sends him in the bonus. Hepburn gets the steal. Chucky with the pilfer. Left of the lane. Goes to the goal. Up no good. Tyler Wall, the offensive rebound. Brings it back out front. Feeds Crowell. Hands off to Blackwell. 14 to shoot. Blackwell right lane line. Wanted to go up. Lost it out of bounds. And he goes crashing to the floor. And he needs a moment to gather himself with 12 on the shot clock. A minute 19 on the game clock.
And he went down hard. And they're going to review to see if this goes off John's leg.
Yeah, they're taking a look. Yeah, inside of 2 minutes. So, call on the floor is Wisconsin basketball. While they take a look, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
It looked to me, I may have the Badger goggles on. I don't think I do. Like Lance Jones flicked it out of bounds.
It's going to stay Wisconsin basketball. Yeah. What this does, though, is give Greg an extra timeout.
Yeah.
So right now, you look at it. He still gets to keep his two timeouts. They're going end line out of bounds, 12 on the clock. It gives Greg more than enough time to draw this play up. Personally, all the reviews, I'm not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. I had a whole bunch of them last night.
You did.
Northwestern game. Like, I get it. You want it to get it right, but, like, it takes the flow out of it. Now, I'd be upset if this was Purdue that got a free timeout, but it benefits Wisconsin, so I'm happy.
Well, they're taking a long time to review this. It seemed clear. I mean, they're not checking for anything. There's no flagrant to look at here. Here we go. The Wisconsin ball. A minute 19 to play. 12 to shoot. 66-61. Purdue is Hepburn will inbound. Connor is sieging on the floor for Wisconsin and for Blackwell. Hepburn gets it into Crowell near the left corner. Feeds Klesmet. Left side. Splits two defenders. A bounce for Wall. Tyler. Right lane line. Backing. Runs it out the max. Left of the circle. 5 to shoot. Deep 3. A siege in. Off the back rim. No good. Wall the offensive rebound. Low on the right. Couple of pumps. Knocked away. Got it back. Threw it away to Lance Jones. Here's Jones racing up the floor for the Boilermakers. Glides to the goal. The layup is good. Ooh, a dagger transition. Badgers down 7. 57 seconds to play. Klesmet in the lane. Knocked away. Stolen by Smith. Klesmet trying to get it back. Called for the foul as the Badgers with a couple of critical miscues now here in the last several seconds. A 1-1. Actually, that should be team foul number 10, so it's a double bonus for Purdue.
And Braden Smith with two plays. He got in and was knocked the ball away from Tyler Wall to start. And then he creates a turnover right there. On the big board, they're showing the replay of it. And Braden Smith got the first ball with Tyler Wall that led to the transition. And then Max Klesmet tries to go in there, gets the second steal. Good defensive performance there by Braden Smith.
Yep, he has 15 points today. First free throw is good. 69-61 Purdue with 52.6 seconds remaining. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for Smith. Second free throw is good. And the lead is 9 for the Boilermakers with 52 and a half seconds to play. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Cross half court, high screen Crow. Chucky throws to Crow, back to Hepburn at the top. Can't get loose, feeds to Seagen. Connor, contested 3 right side, around and out. Rebound put back good from Crow. Timeout Wisconsin with 37.7 to play. 70-63 Purdue. And now the full court press will be on all out. See if you can get yourself a turnover.
Talked a lot about what could have, should have, you know, what happened with the offensive foul on Edie that gave Wisconsin a chance. A play that woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yep.
Chucky makes that layup. It's a 3-point game.
Uh-huh.
Right, gets a steal. Everything's good. I thought Mason Gillis did a good job of getting back.
Did.
I didn't think there was a foul there.
No.
Right?
Nope.
You know, I mean, just Chucky left, anticipating the foul. And that's why, kids, if you're listening, do not look for the contact. Play through the contact.
Mm-hmm.
When you play through the contact, you're going to get rewarded.
Yep.
When you look for the contact, that's when you're going to get yourself in some trouble.
The Badgers will put on the press. Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin, along with Wall, Winter, Hepburn, and Klesman. 37.7 remaining. 70-63 Purdue. Fletcher Lawyer will be inbounding for the Boilermakers. Purdue shooting 50% for the field in the second half. The Badgers just 37% and 0 of 8 from the three-point line.